Bob, for the last few weeks, the COVID numbers around New Mexico have been very concerning, and now it looks like there's more concern growing in El Paso, too.
Yeah, not surprisingly, I think, you know, we're kind of in the same boat, and for whatever reason, we're starting to see a spike in cases in our region at a time when the rest of the country is finally seeing a decline. One of the things that's clear from last week's data is we had a really sudden surge. We had more than 300 people over age 60 in El Paso last week get COVID-19 compared to like 56 the week before that. So that has obvious concerns because those are the people more likely to suffer complications and hospitalization and deaths. So one of the outcomes of that is that the county government is considering delaying its plans to fully reopen all the senior centers that it runs around the 1st of December. And it's not just people over 60 that are at risk. I should make that clear. We're also seeing an increase in all age groups right now. So it's something that that bears worth watching in all of the communities in our region.
Moving on to, well, winter will be here before we know it, certainly starting to feel those cooler temperatures, and it looks like that's all just in time to see gas prices go up.
Yeah, so there's, gas prices are going up nationally. We're going to see that everywhere where people rely on natural gas. But in El Paso, folks are going to face a unique added fee that's meant to cover the costs that Texas Gas Service incurred last year during the freeze. And as people may recall, there's a lot of disruption and power failures throughout Texas, not so much in El Paso. But originally, the idea was that people in El Paso should pay just as much of these recovery costs as other Texas communities, so that mm-hmm. the original plan was each household in El Paso would have to pay an extra $520 over the next 10 years to pay those added costs. Fortunately, the city and the utility kind of reached an agreement this week that will greatly reduce that to about $180 a month per household additional that will be paid over the next 3 years. So it'll be a little bit more in the short term, a little more than $5 a month in added charges on top of whatever else gas prices are going to do this fall. But it was going to be a lot worse. But, yeah, it's going to be a tough winter for folks here.
Mm-hmm. And now let's get back to the pandemic. Every place was affected somehow by COVID-19, but border cities were affected in many different ways than places around the rest of the country. And now border traffic is about to resume.
Yeah, just to set the stage a little bit to remind everybody, the U.S.-Mexico land border has been closed to most Mexicans since March of 2020 because of the pandemic. It's a different situation for U.S. citizens who've been free to, cross back and forth. Mexico's been, much more generous, shall we say, with allowing Americans to come over to Mexico. And, of course, once Americans present themselves back at the border, that, Customs and Border Protection has to let them in. But what it's effectively meant for border communities is that families who have a mixture of U.S. and Mexican citizens have been separated for almost 2 years now. Businesses in El Paso that rely on Mexican shoppers have really seen a huge decline in profits. Many of them have closed. That's all finally going to come to an end, or at least that's the plan right now, on Monday, November 8th, where the land border is going to reopen to Mexican citizens who have the proper visas and can show proof of vaccination. So we'll begin to see a slow but sure reopening of the border. Now, what we just talked about with the COVID situation is concerning, right? They're reopening the border just as cases are surging here, and that causes some worries about the movement of people back and forth. So that's something we'll have to watch. But by and large, this is a moment that many families, in particular, have been waiting for almost 2 years. It's easy to focus on the dollars lost, but there's a huge social cost here. We've got, grandmothers that haven't seen their grandkids in 2 years and, have missed baptisms and quinceañeras and things like that that are really important for our community. So it'll be good to to really kind of move back to the one community that we've long viewed ourselves at here on the U.S.-Mexico border.
You can find these stories and more at elpasomatters.org. Thanks very much for the update, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Casey. Thank you very much.